The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, I want to share a short reflection with you today from a commentary on the Gospel. God didn't just make us and then leave us, like a painter with his painting. He is a father to us, and he has even brought us to be partakers of the divine nature. The Father's desire was that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Being children of God is not something we achieve on our own. It is a gift from God. Pondering this will make us thank him often every single day. The sense of our divine filiation will be at the root of our joy and confidence in carrying out the mission God has given us. In it, we find assurance in the face of difficulty and anguish. Father, my Father, we will find ourselves saying, savoring that gentle but strong word, Father, be it at times of joy or of danger. My brothers and sisters, this revelation that God is our Father is only accessible to us because Christ himself has revealed it. He knew the Father more intimately than any other, and by our baptism, he invites each of us into this same relationship. So I leave you with a quote from St. Jose Maria Escriva. "Call him Father many times a day and tell him, alone in your heart, that you love him, that you adore him, that you feel proud and strong because you are his child and he is your Father."